Good morning. Anybody cold? I'm a bit cold. I've been here since 8 o'clock and I'm a bit chilly. I'm going to show you a picture. Hopefully it will come up. Now, I made a radio program about these fine people last year. The young man there is called Mark McKay, and that's his mum, Linda, next to him, the blonde lady. Now, in 2003, when Mark was just 15, he was taken ill. His heart failed, and he was dying. And he was living in Glasgow. The doctors there really didn't think he stood much chance. One doctor realized that if they could get him to Newcastle, there was a life support machine that might keep him going until they found a donor. But they reckoned he had a 1% chance of surviving. But he made that journey to Newcastle. Now, another sad part of this story is that meanwhile, 200 miles away in Grantham, a young boy called Martin Burton died. That's his parents, Nigel and Sue. And they decided that they would allow Martin's organs to be donated. So, by one of the miracles of science, Martin's heart was taken, was flown from Nottingham up to Newcastle, where Mark was, and a lovely heart surgeon called Leslie Hamilton, who describes himself, he says, "I'm just a plumber," is how he describes what he does. He says, "I sewed all the pipes together." And so Mark received Martin's heart. And the end of the program that we made, Sue, Martin's mum, was able to place her hand on Mark's chest and feel her son's heart beating in another boy's body. It was a very emotional, very powerful program to make. And I thought of this story when I heard that the reading today, part of our Big Story of God series, is from the Gospel of John, and Roger is going to come up and read it for us now.
Lesson is from John chapter 10, verses 7 to 11. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Here endeth the lesson.
Thanks, Roger. So there, Jesus is contrasting himself with thieves, whose only intention is to steal. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down across the open sheep pen to keep them in and to keep them safe. It's a selfless act. And the end of that passage has this amazing statement: "I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." The Gospel of John is full of references to life, 36 times more than any other book in the New Testament. And what does that gift of life mean? Well, I think it means that we can have a completely restored relationship with God that includes freedom from sin and from guilt. We can have peace with God and a love that accepts us unconditionally, and we can have hope for the future. So what's this got to do with Mark McKay's story? Well, I think what happened to Mark is a wonderful metaphor for what Jesus is talking about. The medical team, and of course Martin Burton, gave Mark the gift of life. Martin's heart transformed him. He was still the same Mark, but now he had hope for the future and a chance to be the person he was meant to be. Mark was offered life. Jesus too is offering us life, but how do we respond? Now this makes me embarrassed every time, my wife will testify, makes me embarrassed every time I see it. This was a gift given to me for my birthday a few years ago, and it was an opportunity for the two of us to go on one of those Segway machines, you know, those two-wheeled things, in a sort of rally situation. And for one reason or another, maybe because it didn't appeal very much, it's just sat in the bottom drawer and it's now beyond its sell-by date. So I think you could, probably ahead of me here, what the metaphor I'm going for is that I think many of us respond to Jesus' offer of life a bit like this. We're really glad to get it, and then it goes into the metaphorical bottom drawer, and we don't do anything about it. But I don't think we should really beat up ourselves too much about our failings as Christians. Some of those who heard Jesus speak, and we can only begin to imagine how amazing that must have been, probably recognized when they heard those words that when Jesus talked about being the good shepherd, he was referring back to a prophecy in Ezekiel. Some of those people made the connection. But actually what the chapter then goes on to say, that half the people listening to Jesus thought he was a raving madman. And throughout the New Testament, there are references to people who fail to act on Jesus' words. They don't fully comprehend what he's saying, even amongst his disciples. So some gifts, I think, can be overwhelming. Maybe we need to work on believing that Jesus' gift of life can be true for us, maybe taking one step at a time. Now, if you've heard my sermons, you know I'm no theologian, but I don't think that Jesus made this whole idea very complicated. We are his sheep. We are cared for, looked after. He came to give us life. And it says later in John chapter 10, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. The gift is simple, but perhaps we make it complicated. Perhaps today we might want to accept that gift for the first time, or perhaps accept it once again and carry on that journey with Jesus more deeply, which, let's face it, we know can be hard. Now let this man offer a bit of encouragement. Oh, come back a bit. Hang on, we're fighting against each other. There we are. Anybody know who that is? R.S. Thomas. Notoriously grumpy, Welsh, that's not connected. An Anglican clergyman and a fantastic poet. And he believed very much about faith was finding God in small things. And this is a poem, it's a short poem, don't worry, which is called The Gift. And it's about a celebration of starting small. Some ask for the world and are diminished in the receiving of it. You gave me only this small pool that the more I drink from, the more overflows me with sourceless light. I love the idea of the power of God just working through something small. So the gift of life in all its fullness may seem overwhelming. Maybe today we might claim just a small part of that gift of life that Jesus offers to try and transform maybe just initially just a part of our lives, a step towards being the sort of people that we were made to be. Now when you go up for communion, here there's a bowl of ribbons, the sort of ribbons that you might have on a gift, and they've got little sticky things on the back of it. So you might like to take one of those when you go up or come back from communion and take it with you, and this week maybe just sort of place it somewhere as a visible reminder of that gift that Jesus offers, and pray that we might have that life to the full. Amen.